From KJZZ News in Phoenix, Arizona's educational system is one of the worst funded in the nation. So at many traditional public schools, classes like literature, philosophy, and visual art have been scaled down or cut completely in recent years. But at the state's largest charter school system, the liberal arts are flourishing. Still, some educators have concerns about Great Hearts Academies. KJZZ's Stina Sieg explains.
Lauren Court is 10 years old.
Distinctly I remember it was in the bleak December.
And holds the title of Great Hearts Bard. She recently won a poetry recitation contest with Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven.
From my book Surcease of Sorrow, Sorrow for the Lost Lenore.
Welcome to Great Hearts Quail Campus in Phoenix, named after the famous family who donated $1.5 million a few years ago. It feels like a private school, with tall ceilings and sparkling hallways. Here, you can meet hundreds of uniform-clad kids, from kindergarten through 12th grade, and one very enthusiastic CEO.
You know, we want to give our students an absorption into the magic of the world, the beauty of the world, the inexhaustible brilliance and inspiration of the world.
Eric Twist says the nearly 10,000 students at Great Hearts schools throughout the valley get a different sort of educational experience.
They're fired up about what happened in the classroom, that they're excited. We like to say it's not the liberal arts without joy.
Twist says the schools foster that with small class sizes and a curriculum that goes beyond what would be on a standardized test. That means calculus, but also Latin and music.
Plato and Aristotle, the writings of Cicero, you know, the writings of Dante.
And all of this is making a huge difference to 10th grader Erica Bill.
When I talk to some of my parents' friends, they really feel like they can get into a philosophical discussion with me. And they treat me like a mature young woman rather than a teenager.
So, is there a problem?
Well, there really is a problem.
Andrew Morrill is a former high school English teacher and now the president of the nonprofit Arizona Education Association. He says that one issue with a school like Great Hearts is accessibility.
Let's begin with transportation.
No school buses.
That right there is a filter. If I'm a lower middle class family and both parents are working, do I really have the means every morning to drive my student some miles away over to a charter school? No.
Add to that costs for things like uniforms and sports and a deposit for books, and some media outlets have reported that it could cost more than $1,000 to go to a Great Hearts school. That's even though they're all tuition-free. A Great Hearts spokesperson would not confirm that estimate and stress that families can get financial help from the school. But Morrill contends that the very existence of fees could be intimidating, as could Great Hearts' encouragement on their website and on take-home materials for parents to donate to its schools.
That seems to me to be a code for we educate a certain kind of student here on a certain economic level. It's kind of this self-referencing loop.
But back at Great Hearts, Eric Twist says his school is committed to educating all kids.
We believe that this education that we provide has too long been siloed among the elite.
Twist claims his schools reflect their neighborhoods. The thing is, those neighborhoods tend to be white and wealthy, with only two campuses of the 19 Great Hearts schools in the valley in areas with a majority Latino and African American populations. Twist says those schools have been reaching out to locals there, even going door to door.
It's not just a numbers game. It's not just utilitarian. You know, it is deeply humane, and it has their hearts and their minds as its highest interest.
But not everyone is convinced. While Great Hearts has expanded into Texas, its proposed Tennessee schools were killed a few years ago by critics on Nashville's school board. Their concern? Diversity. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, Phoenix.